Greetings, love. I took the shortcut up the trellis and through the window.
Well, you better take the same way out again, and quick. I'm blown.
Blown?
Well, isn't that the expression you agents use?
Oh, yes, of course.
Ooh, lost discs.
I'm not laughing.
Baby walking down the street, telling everybody but the people believe. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. You can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. Two loving arms that hold me tight, make a wild candy man dance all night. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. You can't stand pat, I swear you gotta step it up and go. All night, then she danced some more, like a big leg man on a hardwood floor. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, go. You can't stand pat, I swear you got to step it up and go. I'll sing this verse, I won't sing no more. I hear my gal calling and I got to go. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, go. You can't stand pat, I swear you got to step it up and go.
Yeah, Mac Wiseman, right? Mac Wiseman right off the Dot label, kicking it off tonight at the top of the hour. This is Jim E. Knight. Well, sitting in with you here at the top of the hour, and a full contingency of DJs on board around the microphones, if we want to use that, if we want to use that term. Doc, you consider yourself a DJ doing this show, man?
Yeah, I've been a DJ my whole life.
See? And Chesty, Chesty, what about you?
I'm a CC. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, hey, there's an in reference. Boy, folks, Joe Stacks on the phonium line. Joe, it's going to be tough to be a DJ from a distance.
But I am a DJ. I am what I play.
There you go. He's a DX DJ, folks. All right. All right, so everyone's made the rounds, and so now look, Joe, here's what's happening. Here's the problem. Like, this show really, because we've been doing sort of monthly shows now for the past 10 years or so since we've been hooked up with the guys over at Rockin' Radio. We try to do the shows like around the beginning of the month so you can kick back and listen to them for the whole month. And here we are suddenly on February 22nd. It was going to be a February show, Doc. I was going through the 45s and picking out a bunch of upbeat love songs and all kind of great stuff, right?
Right.
Well, but then that's because I thought we were going to do the show like 2 weeks ago and then last week and then everything else. And so now I tossed out most of those records. I started picking a bunch of love songs that are kind of downers. Like, this, right, this is like...
Post-Valentine's Day downers.
Yeah, it's a warped Valentine, kind of like, well, maybe by now it didn't work out. 2 weeks on, you realize it's just not going to happen, and you're sitting around listening to this in March, maybe. All right, so we're just going to have to kick it off with the outside sound of the Jordan Brothers. To kind of set us straight, if you know what I mean, for this theme. Tonight on Lost Discs. Radio.
Back now. Don't leave out your head,
You know what a good thing to do is when you get all excited like that, huh? And upset? Take your clothes off.
Just to walk right in and sit right down. I know your heart's been broken, so let your tears fall down. Everybody knows you have lost your love. Just to come on in now, buddy. You're welcome to the club. We got a deck of cards and a TV too. I know it won't help, but Lord, it might comfort you. We got every record that you can think of. Just to come on in now, buddy. You're welcome to the club. We nail up the window so they can't see inside. They'll never know how much we've cried. People say a man ain't supposed to cry, but they'll never tell you why. There's a sign on the door, no women allowed. If it wasn't for these women, we wouldn't have this crowd. You know the place is packed like a hand in a glove. Just to come on in now, buddy. You're welcome to the club. Just walk right on in now, buddy. And let your tears fall down. Now get out on your knees, buddy. And everybody been hurt one time. Lord, 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 have mercy. I don't have to cry no more. Now walk on in now, buddy. We got the windows nailed up. Now come on in, buddy. Lord, Lord, Lord.
That's why some of my generation are kind of crazy and rebels, you know? We wonder if we're going to be alive when we're 30.
You think we look pretty good together? Yeah.
it really gets to you. Like you dig the whole scene. The groups, the crowds. I mean, like you want it to go on forever.
Lost Discs Radio.
Don't you think I'd rather be in a bar in Singapore with a nice cold drink than to be on this godforsaken place? Drinking this horrible stuff? Bah.
We was out in the barn loft to gathering up the eggs. She was sitting on my lap, not even afraid. When we saw her daddy strolling out towards the barn, she grabbed me right around the neck with both arms.
Turn me loose, do you hear?
That's what she hollered with fear.
Hold me tight, that's all right.
That's what she whispered in my ear.
Cut it out, honey dear.
That's when I got free, cause sometimes I think she's playing tricks on me. One day after school, we was trying to find our coats, and it's dark in there too. We heard the superintendent holler, "Is everybody gone?" Then she grabbed me around the neck and started the same old song.
Turn me loose, do you hear?
That's what she hollered with fear.
Hold me tight, that's all right.
That's what she whispered in my ear.
Cut it out, honey bee.
That's when I got free, cause sometimes I think she's playing tricks on me. Pitching hay off the ground, she slid off of a haystack and knocked me down. Mama saw us as she peeped through the window. I know it looked like a love scene in a picture show.
Turn me loose,
turn you loose while you're holding me down.
Hold me tight,
hold you tight, you got my face towards the ground.
Cut it out, honey dee, you're gonna marry me, see?
Right then I know dang well she's playing tricks on me.
Well, there's Oney Wheeler, right? That's Oney Wheeler on the Stardey label with, well, playing tricks, right? Oney Wheeler.
Oney Wheeler.
Yeah. It's like, is that Owen? Oney.
I don't know. Joe, you were talking pre-show how you were kind of excited to hear this one. What'd you think?
Oh, yeah. Oney, that's one I'm not familiar with. That's mid-60s on Stardey. I'm familiar with some stuff that I listened to on a Bear Family compilation of his Columbia and Son stuff from the 50s, early 60s. And he's got a great voice and a fun sound. But yeah, there was a, even on some of his older stuff, there was a thing about doing falsettos for the girls. I'm not sure what was up with that. But I was quite enjoying that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, scratchy copy there. We just had to throw this on for you, man. Yes. Before that, speaking of that kind of thing, The Extremes, right? They're covering that song from The Who, Substitute, right? Joe, just a substitute for another guy.
That's right. So some fine work from that St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Band. What label was that on?
Well, see, that's what bothers me. One of the things about this record is it's on a label called the Star Trek label.
I was wondering.
I don't understand that.
Is that an early instance of fandom gone wild?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I don't know. It's in the same sort of the same font, but it clearly it's a copyright infringement. It has nothing to do with the show and nothing to do with Paramount Pictures or whatever. But yeah, it was a small label called Star Trek and The Extremes, like you say, out of Missouri. Before that, it was Lee Schott. Williams, on the federal label. You're welcome to the club. Hey, Doc. Welcome to the club, Doc.
What's the middle name?
Schott.
Like Otto B. Shot?
Well, he got his nickname Shot because he dresses up like a big shot, see?
Oh, Lee Shot Williams.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, cool, now look, we kick off the set with the Jordan Brothers on the Jordan label. This looks like a self-released thing, Joe. The one that got away now, right?
Oh, that is so great. Do you know where these? You know anything about these guys?
No, they seem to have a couple of self-released things. This was out of the spring of 1966.
They started in the late 50s, man.
Whoa!
They were on the Jamie label originally. They're from Frackville, PA.
Yes. Huh. The hell you say?
They were a regional success in the Schuylkill Valley County area, playing Philly, Berks, Lancaster, up until they retired in 1984.
Isn't there a group called the Jordanaires?
Yeah, they were a vocal backing band for, among other people, Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
So this is the four Jordan brothers, Joe, Frank, Bob, and Lou. And they were they started off in 1954 and got signed to Jamie, started putting stuff out in 58.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Who knew there was that much lineage on the Jordan brothers? But and by the way, in case we got carried away at the top of the show, we kicked off with Mack Wiseman's Step It Up and Go. Right? I don't know. Did we back announce that or not? I'm not sure.
You always play the Doc Watson version.
Yeah, I prefer the Doc Watson version, but hey, what can I tell you?
Your timing was almost perfect because Mack Wiseman died at age 93 one year ago on the 24th of February.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. He just passed away. I couldn't believe that he was still around as of a year ago. All right. Now, look, we should probably give out the email address, Doc. We've heard in from two folks already, and Chesty, prepare yourself, Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho.
Boy, do we need those firefighters.
Man, oh, man. He's trying to get the signal on his old Japan radio company, NRD 545, man. But he got no grid signal to do it with out there.
Darn, so. He can't fire up the radio.
And, of course, Wayne and Diana in North Carolina, very, very glad that we're on again tonight. And we're glad that they're out there listening again tonight. And somebody else here, good old Jason in Halifax. I've been thinking about Jason in Halifax. And he's also listening on the internet feed.
Is he back in Halifax?
Mm-hmm. Is he? I'm not. Yeah, I think he's back in Halifax now. He was he had moved back to the area. So, folks, Doc, give him the email, please.
Yeah, that's Lost Discs Radio, discs with a C, at yahoo.com. Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com.
Yes, he is correct. He's correct about that. All right, now this next one's very exciting. It's so exciting, Doc. I want you to get ready to ring the bell, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just because...
Am I going to get ready to ring the bell, or am I just going to do that?
You can just ring it.
All right.
And but stay ready.
Okay.
Because this is a record that I ran into at a little junk shop over the holidays about 2 months ago, and turns out to be kind of a big deal. A record called Keep It Out of Sight by Paul and Barry. Man, this pop screen really does not work, man. Paul and Barry Ryan. Okay, Paul and Barry Ryan turn out to be, well, British vocal mid-60s pop guys. Joe, why are we? I'm excited about this record. Talk to me.
Well, it's a boss single, man. But Paul and Barry, twin brothers, they got their start doing some routine type stuff on the Decca label, but eventually, Brother Paul doesn't really get into performing that much, so he steps into the background and becomes a songwriter. And Barry stays on stage and is still has a career to this day.
Yeah.
Wow. Some good rocking and rolling.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Out of 1967, man, pick this up for a dollar. Oh yes. Gonna fit into the unrequited kind of theme tonight here on Lost Disc Radio.
If you got a little love, you wanna keep it back. If you got a little love, you wanna keep it back. If you got a little love, you wanna keep it right.
Keep it on an island, keep it out of sight.
If you got a little love, you wanna keep it right.
Ha 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 ha.
Hide it, baby.
Out of sight.
could keep it hidden in your heart. So don't shout about it, and you won't have to share it when you're up, 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 up. If you got a little of you, wanna give it back. If you got a little of you, wanna keep it back. If you got a little of you, wanna keep it right. Keep it on an island, keep it out of sight. If you got wanna keep it right.
What are you kids? Like you're out in space or something.
Lost this radio. Lost this radio.
Hey.
Good evening.
Baby.
I was just on my way to the kitchen for something sweet. I love sweetness, Mr. Winthrop.
Huh? Well, you listen. And you listen well.
Keep your skirts down, keep your skirts down, keep your skirts down, Mary Ann. Just because you have a dimple on your knee, don't think it was put there for the world to see. Keep your skirts down, keep them way down when you sit down.
Jimmy?
Get it? These code words are known by the hippie crowd.
give me a mojo hand. Show all you women how to treat your man. Now if you don't wanna get married, girl, give my back my ring. Forget the whole thing. Now if you don't wanna get married, I say, boy, give me back my ring.
Discs Radio.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
He's an exception. I don't like most people of his race, but he's different.
Oh, yeah!
Saying that you've got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been messing. Why you shouldn't have been messing. Now someone else is getting all your best. These boots, they're made for walking. That's just what they will do. Going to walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You act the same when you ought to be changing. What's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots, they're made for walking. That's just what they will do. One of these days, these boots, they're going to walk all over you. You keep playing while you shouldn't be a player. That you'll never forget boring. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yes. And what I know, you ain't had time to learn. These boots, they're made for walking. That's just what they will do. One of these days, these boots, they're going to walk all over you. I want you to walk for me, Boots. Step on them. Walk. Hey.
Yeah, he's looking good. He's looking good. Somebody's looking at us looking good, man. Jimmy McCracklin. Right? The gender...
guy owns boots, for sure.
Jimmy McCracklin?
Jimmy McCracklin has boots.
Yes, yes. The gender-confusing cover version of these boots are made for walking. On the Imperial label, very nice, Chesty. Mid-60s McCracklin there. And boy, we could put some of those in a bag later with some salt on them, right?
Get some McCracklins.
Get some Jimmy McCracklins.
I don't care.
Pass those around, yeah. Wow. Get the bell. That's it. That's your bell. It's your bell moment. Okay. All right. So now what's going on? I totally lost track of anything that might be happening. Before that, it was a guy named Johnny Day. Okay. I don't know if that's just a pseudonym. That was a Johnny Nash production, by the way. Give Me Back My Ring from Johnny Day on the old Jamada label. Of course, that would have been one of Johnny Nash's labels, his own labels. In the late 60s-ish there. And Johnny Long before that. Man, are you ready for this? Now what's going on? Keep Your Shirts Down, Marianne by Johnny Long.
I thought it was Keep Your Skirts Down.
Wow, Johnny Long.
What did I say?
Now shirts. It sounds like...
Keep Your Skirts.
It's to keep your skirt, not shirt.
Oh, I thought you said shirts.
All right, give me... It's
me too.
Yes, I probably did. It's hitting me now, that thing. Yes. Oh, my God.
Right. She should keep her skirts down if he has the last name Long.
Johnny Long. Joe, I need help.
Johnny Long.
Sinking fast.
Or if he's putting him in alphabetical order, he'd be Long Johnny.
I'd like to be in on Johnny Day if I...
wait. Okay, that's it. Your microphones are going down. Joe, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on Johnny Day.
Oh, okay. See, he's trying to be serious, guys. Lay off. Go ahead.
He's been in that fabulous, fabulous single. Johnny Day is a Pittsburgh boy.
Oh, beautiful.
Born, real name, where did it go? I had it in front of me, like, Johnny DiBucci. he started singing in the mid-60s as part of a vocal group, got discovered, took the stage name Johnny Day. Opened for Otis Redding at the Penn Theater in like 66, and Otis got him signed to Stax for a couple of singles. He was going to be a protege of Otis's before Otis died, and pretty much his career ended after those couple of singles on Stax.
Wow. Is that right? Wow. That's great.
You know, I'm mostly like the garage punk stuff, so this was like way off my radar.
Yeah. Wow. I got to keep an eye out for more Johnny Day action, apparently, right? Okay, and of course, we kicked off the set with Paul and Barry Ryan on Decca. Keep It Out of Sight, man. Okay, yes, these are all just records. See, this is how it goes these days. I was trying to tell you before the show there, Joe, this is my life now. These are just records that happen to be sitting around the studio that I thought kind of had this post-Valentine's letdown vibe. And we're coming into... Oh, all right. We're coming into another one. I don't even know if you're prepared.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Mighty good to look at, even better to hear.
All right, this week I wanted to pick something off the Buddha label. So I found this little gem on the Buddha label by a group called The Motherlode. And believe me, I don't know where the word... People should start using the word motherlode again. I got a motherlode of work to doing. I got a motherlode of this. So it's fallen out of favor, but I think it should come back. And also, Hard Life is the name of the song, and that seems to be what's going around in this show and in everybody's life. Hard Life.
Motherlode.
Oh.
Time. Ideally, in free space where there are no reflecting walls, the energy at your ear will vary inversely as the square of your ear's distance from the sound source. Listen.
When you kiss me, can't you see what you're loving done for me? Baby, I'm a living, loving wreck. Can't you tell by the way I walk? Can't you hear it in my talk? Baby, I'm a living, loving wreck. The doctor said he could not help my case. And then I said I shouldn't be right here in my place. Although I don't feel no pain, I know something's happening just the same. Baby, I'm a living, loving wreck. Said it could not help my case. And then I said I shouldn't be right here in my place. Although I don't feel no pain, I know something's happening just the same. Baby, I'm a living, loving wreck. Oh yeah, a living, loving wreck. Whoa, a living, loving wreck. Oh yeah, a living, loving wreck.
You're getting out of line.
What is this?
The Lost Discs.
What are you talking about? What are you guys? What are you guys? Crazy or something? Guys? What are you guys?
Lost Discs.
What is this?
The Lost Discs.
Guys, you're... What are you guys?
Radio show. Radio.
You're getting out of line. I'm not kidding. I've had all I can take.
I didn't really get it.
Lost Discs Radio.
Do me a favor and take this.
No, that'll bring me down.
Yeah, we're listening to what you're saying there, man. It's Outside Sounds of the Liverpool Five. Man, too far out. Doc.
Yeah, right.
From the speaking of too far out there, from the Liverpool, on the RCA label, by the way.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Liverpool Four.
Hmm. Yeah. Yes, well, some people consider you the sixth Liverpool Five, Doc. How about that? Now, all right, now look, before that, speaking of British, I think these guys are British too here, the Ian and the Zodiacs with Livin' Wreck. Were they British, Joe?
Yeah, they were a kind of a minor, lower tier Merseybeat group. They recorded for Philips and Fontana for a couple of years.
Yeah, I got them on the Philips label, and that's the B side of, I don't know, I think the Crying Game, actually.
Crying Game.
And before that, it was, all right, now, before that, yes, we all know it was a cover of Bang Bang! Say, Chesty! Bang Bang!
Bang Bang!
Yeah, Chesty, because Chesty can sing like Cher when she needs to, right? But this is worrisome. This is a group has always been a trouble spot for me. Joe, can you pronounce this group name for me, please?
Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Equip 84.
One more time, please.
Equip 84.
That was much better the second time.
Thank you.
What do we know about this?
Their company.
Very curious.
Well, they're an Italian beat combo. The name roughly translates as Team 84, although there's no real suggestion as to why 84. Mm. They're hoping to get a sponsorship deal with the lumber company. I don't know. But,
could have been an Orwell thing, though. I don't know.
They recorded pretty extensively in Italy, doing a lot of, I'm assuming, originals. There are a lot of Italian titles there, as well as the occasional cover, like that classic Bang Bang.
Yes, sir.
And
yeah, they do some interesting choices for their covers. I actually have the LP. It's on the Chanticleer Ricordi label. So yeah, man, everything's coming off of vinyl. That's literally, this is just sitting around in the studio. I don't know what else to tell you other than maybe I should get a life. We kicked it off. It was Jesse's chick pick with Motherload off the Buddha label. We got a very interesting set here tonight, folks. Okay, and speaking of the British things, it was Jason in Halifax emailed back in, said he's really digging the British sound. Of course, he was referring to the Paul and Barry Ryan thing we played earlier. And somebody on this, I don't know who this is. This might be one of our regular listeners. I'm not sure. Guy emails in. He was talking about, I don't know what he was talking about. He emailed in. He's like, it's like a garage version of Pearls Before Swine. And which record was he referring to? It made sense at the time. I don't know. Okay, and somebody else had emailed in, I think it was good old Your Host, okay, from that music show on that other shortwave station somewhere, and he's just digging it because he's drinking beer, right? We know that's the best way, get loaded on something. The bottom line is, folks, Doc, I found over the years, people that don't really enjoy listening to our show, they need to be on something. And I don't think they quite realize that coming into it, and then they just... That's it. They never really try again. So. All right, Joe, we're going to be going out pretty quick here on the sounds of Nappy Brown. I hope everybody is prepared for this. He's going to be seeing us on our way out the door tonight, folks. Stand by.
Well, it's bye, 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 baby, goodbye. Well, it's bye. Thank you.
Well, it's hard to believe that you're leaving, but it's such a part of the game. Well, it's hard, oh so hard, just believing that you'd leave my hungry and hot and pain. But if you should change your mind,
shortwave on it?
Yes, of course I can.
Yes. Yes, that's the sound of us ending the first hour of this program tonight, the main hour, the main event.
It's like laughing.
For sort of a late Feb,
early, or is it laugh out?
Early March. Kind of unrequited, warped Valentine's spectacular, if you must. Yes, Chesty, very good. Chesty, I wish you to have a very happy rest of your February.
Thank you. One more week. This February's been particularly long.
And good night, Doc.
All right, good night. Yes.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, of course, to everyone over at rockandradio.com, folks, where you gotta get on board with this kind of thing. It is the boss man, Randy Tibbins, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. It is the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Right, you want some good soul music? You get over to rockandradio.com, you go to the Listening Now page, and you dial up the Stepfather of Soul. Dig. All right, so, and of course, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips, our pal. And of course, a deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd. Folks, get over to rockandradio.com, then get over to our own website. It is Lost Discs Radio. .com. You gotta spell discs with a C. Thanks to Cosmic Debris. And good night, Weasley Steve. Where at?
You did it with your phonograph. My commander, I believe that's some sort of record.
Quite.